You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So what we're talking about is there's some survey. They asked thousands of Americans, and they covered this across all 50 of the states, wanting to know how optimistic people were, and they let them gauge it on a scale of 1 to 10. And before we get into what the results said, I'll ask you, Jeremy, scale of 1 to 10.
Scale of 1 to 10.
How optimistic are
you? Oh, I'm sitting solid at an 8, which I think is a good place to be.
I think so, too.
That's I'm good. An 8. I'll be an 8 today.
I'm probably 7.
Okay.
And it depends, because there are some things that I'm easily a 9.5, and others I'm a 1.
Yeah, and you're going to fluctuate daily, too, right?
Yeah, daily, right? And, you know, per category, I...
Like marriage would be a category. I'm a 10 in marriage.
Are you talking about your marriage or
my marriage? Everybody's marriage. Everybody's marriages. No. My marriage. 10.
Okay. Yeah, you should be.
Health. Like, I guess health could be a category.
Uh-huh.
7.5.
Yeah.
7.9.
Let me check in with you again in about 5 more years.
Right. I'm rating my metabolism as a 3.2.
My metabolism has, like, packed up its bags and left.
It's gone, huh? Are you at that stage where, like, you can work out like crazy, eat healthy, and it just nothing is making a difference?
Dude, I don't want to sound like, you know, some whiny baby or whatever, but it is the things that I could do, let's say, at 45.
Yeah.
Compared to today, it's night and day difference.
Like touch your toes or what? See your toes?
No, what you're talking about. Like
eating?
Old days. Okay. Old days, it's okay. Like, hey, I want to, I could shed 10 pounds with no problem.
Yes.
Back in my mid-40s, late-40s and all of that. And now it is, my body is like saying, screw you, buddy.
We like to be fluffy now.
I tell you, it's insane. Huh. So, I don't know, it's... But there's other things that are, you know, on the other side of that equation. Like, as I read this story, they got down to talking about, they broke it down between, like, boomers and millennials and Gen X. You're a Gen X guy and Gen Z and
yep.
stuff like that. And they talked about how the most optimistic of all the generations is actually the boomers. Who normally get, you know, tagged with the, oh, they're all grouchy and gloomy.
They're all doom and gloom, yeah.
And I have to agree with what they're saying about this story, is that as the boomers age, they actually start letting fewer things get under their skin, or if they do, they don't last as long.
Right. Like, they acknowledge it and let it go.
Yeah, so
yes.
Like when you're 35, you might get pissed about something, and it'll wreck your whole day, and maybe spill into the next day. And then you start reaching, like, my age, you react, and then you're like, all right.
Yeah, you're like, I only have a certain amount of days left, so I'm going to make sure my days are the best they can possibly be.
And I honestly think I think that's true. And not obviously for all people. There are some people who are 75 years old, and they are pissed at the world every day. I get that.
Right.
But I just think that it is a thing that's almost one of those things to look forward to. Like, you're coming up on your 45th, right?
I am.
So in just like a couple of months, Jared's going to turn 45, and you are going to start creeping into that area.
I try to let a lot of stuff just roll off.
Right?
You do. And you know, you're talking about that, and I wish you could somehow put that in a capsule and give it to the younger kids or even just like high school kids, college kids, and just make them realize like your life is going to be so much better, so much less anxiety if you let what somebody said to you just acknowledge it. And then let it go and just continue living your life. I wish there was a way to teach that to the younger audience.
It's one of those, get in a time machine and go back and talk to your younger
right,
self.
Right, I know. Right?
And say, look, what keeps you angry for 2 or 3 days now will keep you angry for about 2 or 3 minutes in just a few years.
Yep. Now let's go play pickleball.
Yeah, that's right. And then you can complain about your knees for a few minutes. But, I mean, I really think it's true. And I've also found that when I was younger, I would hold in a lot of frustrations. And we're going to actually talk about frustrations in the trending report. There's an interesting story out about that. And, you know, even if people have listened to this show for a while, I mean, I now emote about stuff. And that just gets it out of my system. Like, I'm not going to hold stuff back. I don't hold stuff back anymore.
It's
the old joke about grandpa, you know, who has no filter.
Yeah.
No one says anything. You go to Thanksgiving and grandpa, you're like, oh, God, I don't know what grandpa's going to say.
Well, as long as you feel good. Everyone around you kind of feels horrible when you do that, but that's okay. As long as you're feeling good.
That is true.
Everyone else around you is talking about you, but that's okay.
But I think psychiatrists would agree with that. That, like, you know, yeah, if you express a little bit, as long as you don't, like, explode. But just express
have a little verbal vomit. And it's like the scream rooms and stuff they have where you can go in and just scream and let it all out. And at the end, you feel better. It's out of your system, I guess.
Punch pillows and stuff like that.
Yeah, those smash rooms.
If you're wondering, the most optimistic people in the country. We never did give the number. On a scale of 1 to 10, they said the average in America was 6.7. That's not bad.
Which is
really?
Actually right where Colorado landed. Colorado
right?
was a 6.7. Yeah, I looked it up. So we're just kind of there in the middle. A little better.
Colorado's an average state.
Yeah.
But the most optimistic people in the entire country are just to our north in Wyoming.
I can see that. Wide open spaces. Like, you can buy a house where your neighbor's 18 miles away.
You're starting to emote, aren't you?
Oh my God, I've looked at land in Wyoming, buddy. I have. We've talked about it.
I've tried to talk you into making that move to Iowa. If you want to do
Iowa, would be great. People have talked me out of Wyoming though, because it's so damn windy. They're like,
windy.
I hope you don't like your patio furniture, because it's going to be gone out in a field somewhere.
I guess you just get into a state of acceptance, and that's why you can be optimistic in Wyoming, because you know when you go up there that A, it's a slower pace of life.
Yes.
Which is good. And you're just
windy.
Like, yeah. And it's windy.
And the wind blows all the people around you away, which is fantastic.